This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Money, gossip, relationships at 7 past the hour. This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and as they used to say on television, yours truly, Doug Steffen, with a picture of the day, things that people are talking about. What money can't buy. Money can't buy you love, and apparently can't keep you quiet if you were involved in some sort of a love exchange. People in the news, Stormy Daniels has launched a crowd fund for her legal costs. If she didn't want to have legal costs, then she probably should have kept quiet. Yes or no? Is that the... at this point in time... You're not going to do anything to besmirch Donald Trump's character. People know pretty much what he has been about. This is an old story. It's not something that I think in terms of... There's no earth-shaking reality here other than that she's a porn star and she's got nice dimples and other than that... Okay, so what are we doing? Somebody's gaining. There's a follow-the-money trail to me here with this. And so now she's suing. Who's suing? I guess I'm trying to follow who's doing what to whom here. She says she's not going to keep quiet any longer because Trump never actually signed the agreement. Somebody else's lawyer
Trump's lawyer, organization. Michael Cohen.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so, but here's the problem. Second lawyer involved now too.
Michael Cohen was the one who paid her, so of course he would sign the agreement.
Yeah.
The money did not come from Trump directly. It came from Michael Cohen. So I think she's going to find herself. I think that's why she's crowdfunding, because they're taking legal action on this. And I think that she knows, I'm no lawyer, but I would imagine that she doesn't have much of an argument that she's allowed to talk about this because Trump didn't sign the NDA when she actually had the arrangement with Trump's lawyer. So we'll see how that plays out.
Thinks there's an opportunity
15
here?
15 minutes of fame, I'm sure. She told the story before. She told the story on radio back when it happened that she was in an affair. She was having an affair with Trump. She's talked about it. Yeah. And then they wanted to keep her quiet before, I guess, the campaign, which is why she signed this NDA and took the $130,000. And now she's saying, well, I want to talk about it. I'll give you the money back. But that's not how agreements work. We all know that. I think we've probably all signed.
But why does she want to talk about it? What's to be gained unless she thinks she's going to make money? So why does she need a crowd fund?
Well, she'll be on CBS. She'll be talking to Anderson Cooper. She'll be
she's
going to
get paid for that. Yeah, what is she going to write a book? Somebody's going to write a movie about her life? I mean, this is silly. And somebody's not coaching her particularly well. You're not going to get into a you-know-what contest with Trump and win. You're just not. They can, you know, they know the legal things. Maybe everybody's going to know who she is. But how does that benefit her? In the long run, I don't see.
Maybe there is a book deal that comes from it, or maybe there's some other XXX movie that she's going to make that comes from it.
With Alec Baldwin playing the part of Donald Trump in the sack,
that would be fun.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I just don't see what the. I don't get it, frankly.
She will. She may not be paid to talk to Anderson Cooper, but she will be paid for other things. I'm sure people. Like Jen said, 15 minutes of fame. People make money off of things that you wouldn't even believe.
Yeah. And they have huge egos. Sometimes that's enough to scratch somebody's itch. She probably thinks she'll be on Celebrity Big Brother. Maybe she thinks she
that's
has
true.
In her to be a talk show host. People think they can do, excuse me, really big things. And then they find out, well, maybe not.
Not so big. All right, next person in the news is Saudi Arabia's crown prince, who's visiting the White House next week. He's a reformer. I think every day for the last couple of weeks we've talked about him expanding women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very restrictive country, as most of you know. Women now can drive. I mean, even think about that. You didn't used to be able to go to sports events. Sports events were for men only. Talk about a sexist. Can you imagine trying to pull something like that off in our country? This is like the old, this is beyond prehistoric as far as their attitude toward women. And so the focus here on how he's changing things for everybody in Saudi Arabia except for one person, one woman, his mother, be more of a focus as it gets closer to him being here. I think he's meeting with the president on the 20th, which is next Tuesday. It is before next Tuesday, the 20th, comes Saturday, the 17th, Irish tourism and going to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. A lot of people getting on planes today on the East Coast in America flying to Ireland to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You want to join them? We'll focus on Ireland and St. Patrick's Day. Victoria is the queen of the Irish on this program. We'll get to that and her experiences and perhaps a good experience for you right after this.
In today's automotive news, BMW are taking some big risks with their new M5. This is the ultimate driving machine and now comes with 600 horsepower. It's no slouch on the track as I drove it around Thermal Raceway in Palm Springs. The bad news for enthusiasts is that in this generation of the M5, there will be no manual transmission. It's what we like to call in the industry a sleeper. It looks fairly passive, but get it on the track and it's incredibly aggressive. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hardworking tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 15 after the hour on the DJV show, let's welcome in Niall Gibbons, who is the Chief of Tourism Ireland. He's a roving ambassador, if you will, for all of the great things the Irish have to offer, and they got lots to offer. I've only been to Ireland once, Niall, but I enjoyed the experience. I'm not Irish, don't know that I have any Irish blood, but our own Victoria Keevan has lots of Irish blood. So, Niall, how many people are getting on a plane as we go through this week to go over to Ireland to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, well,
first of all, good morning, Doug, and good morning, Victoria. Thank you for having me on the show. It's such an honor to be here. I'm actually in Washington, D.C. Over the next couple of days, and I'm heading down to New York, and I'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day in one of the biggest parades in the world in New York. At the same time, there'll be about 600,000 people heading to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day for what is one of our biggest and best festivals, probably one of the biggest in the world, really. There's never a better time to be Irish, and Doug, even if you're not Irish, this is the week that you can be. And if you've been to Ireland once, that's great, and you'll be welcome to come again at any time as my guest.
Thank you. That'd be nice. All right, I'll take you up on that. So the Emerald Isle, there's a lot of, I know not that I've ever done that right, the Emerald Isle. Ireland is known for drinking. I remember all of the part of the tour that I was on was an attempt to get us to go to all the places where brewski is made in Ireland, but it's not really a fair, I don't think it's a fair overview. I think there's a lot of beauty in Ireland, a lot of creativity. I thought it was quite a cool place, frankly. So
yeah,
what else besides?
I mean, everyone likes to have a pint of Guinness maybe on St. Patrick's Day, but
yeah.
I mean, the three compelling characteristics that come to mind for many of our international visitors to Ireland are, first of all, the friendliness and warmth of the people. Secondly, the stunning and outstanding natural beauty, and then the distinctive Irish culture, you know, which generally is expressed through our playwrights, our poets, our music, and our dance. And those are the three things that people keep on telling us that brings them back time and time again.
So what is there? One of the things that I found when I went to the Titanic exhibit was there's a big, huge warehouse sort of across. Do you know what I mean? The exhibit, and then there's this huge warehouse across the street from it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Where they film Game of Thrones. And it just,
it's amazing.
Ireland really is.
Ireland is very lucky at the moment because we've got the biggest project on the big screen and the biggest project on the small screen. So we've got both Game of Thrones been filmed in Belfast, and we've got Star Wars been filmed along the west coast of Ireland. And this week at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin, we've got two very special guests, Liam Cunningham, who is the major star of Game of Thrones, and Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, is going to be our international guest of honour as well for St. Patrick's Day. So if you're a Star Wars junkie or Game of Thrones junkie, Dublin is definitely the place to be.
So is it obvious or not so obvious, Niall, why so many Americans want to go to Ireland? What's the? Is it golf? Is it the tourism itself? Is it the food? Is it the drink? What's the real bottom line? When you do your surveys, why do you find most Americans want to go there?
Well, look, I think there's many of those functional reasons, like the golf, the food, the drink, the, you know, the enjoyment, the people. But I think underneath the skin of it all, really, you know, Ireland and the United States have just a very special relationship, a very special bond, very special kinship. There are 34 million people in the United States that tick the census box when it comes to Irish ancestry, and those ties that bind us really go back over 160, 70 years, and, you know, those are the things that really ultimately connect us. It's amazing the number of people that have got connections in Ireland that haven't really discovered them yet, and there's some great online tools now if you want to discover your family and ancestry online, and when you do it online, then the next best step really is to go and discover it yourself back in Ireland. And that's one thing that people are, you know, people are always looking for connections. They're always seeking to look to see where they came from, who were the people, you know, what were the circumstances in which they've lived. And I find it incredible every time I come over here to be able to connect, even with my own relatives as well. Mm-hmm. Last year I met my third cousin over here. We share the same great-great-grandmother who was from 1860 in the same county in Roscommon. And it was an amazing thing that brought us together. And I think that's one thing really that brings the United States and Ireland, you know, in terms of kinship and you know, family bonds, that makes people want to go back.
Well, there's a huge increase, 20% increase in the number of Americans last year who went to Ireland from the year before. We've got about 30 seconds here. The expenses, euro versus dollar, does that factor in, or is that a reason for people wanting to go?
You know, the currency has actually been fairly good over the last number of years. It's a really good value. Never a better time to go either. We've got 15 gateways from the United States, from coast to coast. Very easy to get there. And if you need any more information, Ireland.com is the place to go.
Ireland.com. Niall Gibbons, CEO of Tourism Ireland, here with an encouraging word about St. Patrick's Day and travel to Ireland on the DJV show at 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And change at the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. This is the theme from The Crown. And as we understand what's going on here, this is something that really gets under my skin. The Queen on The Crown gets less than her co-star Matt Smith to play her husband. Why? What role? I've watched some of the episodes of this. Claire Foy is the queen, and most people think she really is the star. But she was paid less than the guy who was on, at least during the first couple of seasons of this drama. Going forward, no one gets paid more than the queen, but that's going forward. Last 2 years, she, playing Queen Elizabeth, was paid less than the guy who played Prince Philip. That doesn't even compute with me.
Yeah.
And even not even knowing the two of them, Philip has a very small role, did then and does now, in the real life of the Queen. So
yeah, I have seen
what's the thinking,
show.
One wonders.
The only sort of reasoning that the producers were able to give is that Matt Smith was on Doctor Who prior to joining The Crown, which is a big show over in the UK. Other than that, I still don't think that justifies getting. I don't know.
I don't think that, even if you've been on a big
show
beforehand.
Was he a doctor?
Yeah, he was the doctor on it for a season, or it might have been a few seasons. I've never watched Doctor Who, but on a show like this where she is literally the main character, she is in the most scenes. I don't think your past should matter that much.
Right.
It's like when you were the star of the show, for you to be making less than other people on it. We were talking about it yesterday. It's exponential. It's so frustrating to me.
Let's not be frustrated.
Talk about agents, though, right? These are people. People that are going in and negotiating. These are their agents.
He's not the bad guy. It's the agents are not doing their job. Yeah, that's it. 26 half the hour. Here's Miley Cyrus, who's in the musical news. Apparently, there's a Jamaican songwriter who says Miley ripped off the lyrics from a song, and now he's suing her for $300 million. Yeah, good luck to you, pal. Michael May, who performs as Florgon. Huh? What kind of name is that? Claims
maybe
that Miley's...
Maybe that's why he's not popular.
Yeah, right.
His name is Florgon.
Her party song, We Can't Stop, features lyrics that infringe on his own work. The seven words are, we run things, things don't run we. Are you going to get $300 million for that, pal?
Not even good grammar.
My God. What a bunch of nonsense.
My favorite part is that he says Miley's song owes its chart-topping popularity and its highly lucrative success to May's work. First of all, those are words that plenty of people have said before, maybe not in that exact order, because I'm sure Doug would never say it in that order. Because
yeah, we run things, things don't run we. All right, I'm going to say it 100 times and send him a tape and let him try to take me to court.
But the idea that, like, the song is popular because Miley Cyrus sang it,
not
because of his words.
It's not even a good song, let's be honest. It's not her best song. It's not a great kind of a
statement.
Bad song.
Not a great song.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't blame the guy for trying, I guess. $300 million.
How influenced is she by Caribbean music?
I think it's possible that she was, but I don't know if she was influenced particularly by this guy.
Yeah. The crux of it is really the other songwriters that she worked with on this track and on that album have often talked about their Caribbean influence. So I think that's really why this guy is kind of, he's really going at the songwriters, but Miley's name is attached to this. And her manager.
How many times do you hear artists pick up words or lyric lines from other songs and then develop them?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's silly. And $300 million, the lawyer says, would be reasonable compensation. She doesn't have she didn't make $300 million in her whole career. And
no,
career
she's worth $1 billion. No.
She's worth how much?
She's worth $1 billion.
Oh, is she?
More than that. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. $300 million is actually not a lot to Miley, but still, it's ridiculous.
So how has she gathered that kind of dough? Is she that popular? She
From her Hannah Montana days, she was worth $1 billion, I think, by the time she was 18 or something.
Really?
Yep.
28 past the hour.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen, bringing you into the new world order, the greater Framingham Community Church gave away gasoline to get people to come to church.
What?
Last Sunday, yeah.
Oh, because you guys lost your power, right?
No. They gave away. They wanted to get people to know about their church. So a couple of church members
pay for you to get here.
Stood in the middle of the road in front of a gas station. Come in here. The first 200 people get free gas.
Jesus wants you to have gas? I don't understand the connection.
Just a way of getting attention. I thought that was pretty creative, actually.
Framingham is like its own island.
Framingham is a very unusual community.
It's so weird.
Yeah. But I went to a meeting last night, and for some reason or other, I was sitting with the superintendent of schools with whom I'd had lunch earlier in the day, and his business manager. We're talking about the budget and what's going on. And all of a sudden, four or five women in the row behind us were sort of, they were just chatting with each other, and people looked around, and I looked around, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. I swear this is not anything other than what it actually was. Somebody figured out who I was, and it wasn't Farmer Doug, it was Radio Doug. For some reason or other, somebody had Googled me, because there's a lot of chat in town now about the farm and me trying to actually save it and what I'm doing to do that. So there are people who don't know me, and they Google me, and they all these women all start, look at him. I mean,
ooh,
you hear them,
they Googled and they found out you're single.
No, they found out. They said to the superintendent, oh, he's a celebrity. And I just sort of laughed and chuckled myself. I'd rather be known as Farmer Doug. But it is funny how people get. And then there was a buzz around. They were all showing each other my picture and the stuff about the radio program on their they'd Googled me for whatever the reason. And I don't even Google
stalking
him.
You.
I don't know about that. I don't know that I wanted them to.
I think that's cute. That's good.
That was kind of cute.
Any lookers? Feel nice.
No, not that you noticed, but thanks for asking.
Don't say that. I'm sure they were all very lovely.
They're very lovely ladies. Yeah. Yes, they were. A little maternal.
Now they're all listening today. That's how, yeah, that's true.
That could be
they're
it.
All beautiful.
All right. Toys R Us going out of business this week. 735 stores liquidating their inventory. 33,000 employees out on the street. The chairman said in a statement, I'm disappointed with the results, but we are no longer able to financially support what we're doing, so we are discontinuing the U.S. operations. I don't know where their headquarters is, but obviously, I thought they came from New Jersey originally, but apparently they have stores all over the world, in France, Portugal, Australia, so they are
right
continuing.
Now, this sucks, and I don't usually use that terminology, but it does. This is the end of something huge, and I think we can all identify with, I want to be a Toys R Us kid, and that feeling of excitement when you're a kid, and you walk into a Toys R Us store, and it's wall-to-wall toys, and it seems like it's miles and miles long. I know that's not the case, but when you're a kid, that's what it seems like. And that feeling, I'm so sad. It's going to be lost. There are going to be no big toy stores
That's right. That's my question. Where do you go now?
Amazon, Target, Walmart.
That's it.
And even Target and Walmart. I've never been to a Walmart, but I go to Target a lot. And even their toy section is really not that big. It's like one aisle. But Jen, you're so right. That magical moment of the first time your parents take you to Toys R Us, that is just, I feel sad for future generations because that was just such a great thing.
Yeah, well, I was bringing myself back around to what really the situation was for me growing up as a child. Even when my children, Toys R Us been around for what, about 40 years? Is that how long?
I think more
definitely around when I was a kid. So
yeah.
I think it's been around longer than that.
Have they?
Oh,
so, you look at these things and you think, all right, this is an iconic company. And it has changed the way we go to market to buy toys. So now where do we go? Yeah, you're going to go to Walmart? I'm not. You're going to go to Target? No, maybe. But you're going to go online to Amazon. And this is a capitalist society, and Amazon is benefiting from how well they run their business. They've found a niche. They've hit a nerve. They have I don't shop like this, and it doesn't, other than buying books online, that's about all I use Amazon for. But a lot of people buy their food there, a lot of people go clothing shop, a lot of people do everything online. And at some point, whether it is just a sign of the times, you're not going to stop it, but I just wonder if people would think about things other than themselves, or maybe that's the most important thing. I mean, that's what marketers
love
always...
I shopping at Amazon, but there's stuff like toys where you walk in and you look at things and you touch them and you feel them and you get excited. And think about what this means. And the negative side, I think, of moving towards a more Amazon approach to shopping without a brick-and-mortar store is that whoever pays Amazon the most for their prime placement is the one that's going to be the big product. It's all going to be about money. It's not going to be about you going in and finding some kind of rando toy now. You're going to always, you know, you're going to always be looking at the same stuff that everybody else really is, unless you're willing to deep dive into an Amazon website. So that's
Did they try online? Did Toys R Us ever try online and it didn't work for them?
That as we're talking about this, you can still shop online at ToysRUs.com, but it's funny because there's literally a financial website that says, don't blame Amazon for the death of Toys R Us. They've been in business for 70 years, and long before online shopping was even a thing, apparently Toys R Us, their financial aspect was so mismanaged that they had billions of dollars in
debt. Very heavily
and
in
so debt. They, yeah. they this a lot of people are Maybe now saying right. even though we're all blaming Amazon, everyone's saying don't blame Amazon, they really did it to themselves, which is just it's a shame.
It could be. Yep, I think that's a likely scenario. 41 after the hour, let's check out some sports news and see what's going on with the women's USA hockey goalie, Maddie Rooney. Who knows the story behind the story there, Victoria? Maddie Rooney is she went to to the Korean
the women's hockey team is just unstoppable. They're awesome, and so of course she was praised. Maddie Rooney, the goalie, was praised as a national hero after her her shootout save clinched the gold medal for Team USA against Canada. It was a great victory, great game. And shortly after the game, someone on her Wikipedia page changed her title to United States Secretary of Defense. And so on her Instagram, she actually recently shared a note that she received from the real U.S. Defense Secretary, Jim Mattis. And she got this wonderful letter from him, and he wrote, "Dear Madam Secretary Maddie, I want to add my congratulations to you and your teammates for your magnificent performances in the gold medal game. You proved yourself in a hard-fought competition, and I salute you, one Secretary of Defense to another. We are all very proud of you. Sincerely, Jim Mattis." I thought that was just like the cutest. I love when things like that happen.
Speaking of cute, Jennifer, you and Gronk.
Her boyfriend,
in the same sentence.
Jen's got a lot of boyfriends this week.
The Gronk.
I have many boyfriends all the time. Yeah, Gronk. Gronk can see the future. Gronk had hurt, no play football. All right, so Rob Gronkowski is considering his future, and Patriots fans are a little bit nervous. They're on edge because his latest Instagram post bid farewell to his teammate, Danny Amendola. It isn't doing anything to calm their nerves that Gronk is going to return. Fans especially took notice of the words Gronk decided to emphasize when he wrote to Danny, "Gronk use caps." He said, quote, "It was an honor playing with ya the past 5 years," at Danny Amendola. "Thanks for all the hugs and memories. Stay lit, be free, be happy. Your hard work, the way you play at your size, the pain you fought through, the hits you take, and get right back up, taking back. I appreciated it all. Congrats. Enjoy Miami, kid." Now, reports are suggesting that Gronkowski did not enjoy playing football in 2017, and those rumors have been floating around the internet. Many are reading into his emphasis of free and happy. Last month, Gronk told reporters, "I'm definitely going to look at my future. For sure, I'm going to sit down in the next couple of weeks and see where I'm at." Gronk's only 28. He has 2 years remaining in his contract, but he definitely has been exploring his options in the acting and entertainment world.
And there's also a lot of change-up happening at the Patriots on the staff level. Some of the defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators have left to become coaches on other teams. Danny Amendola leaving is... it's kind of huge, and he's been Tom Brady's go-to guy along with Gronk, and that's his buddy. I wouldn't really be surprised if Gronk pulls the plug, too, and goes somewhere else.
All right, let's see what has been published in Cleveland. There was, in the Plain Dealer, an essay published for the tribute to Cavaliers forward Kevin Love. Apparently he had a panic attack during a game last fall, and it opened him up on how the experience changes him and an overall view on mental health issues. He wrote, quote, "For 29 years, I thought about mental health as somebody else's problem. Sure, I know on some level that some people benefited from asking for help or opening up. I just never saw that it was for me. To me, it was a form of weakness that could derail my career or make me seem weird or different. Then came a panic attack. He was checked out at the Cleveland Clinic. Test results showed no physical injury. The team helped Love set up an appointment with a therapist. He said that it was difficult for him to open up about his situation because he was taught to keep his feelings to himself. And how many, I think, the reason I bring this up now isn't so much about him, but it sort of is in league with a lot of the conversation we're having about people getting to their feelings, to their core, and the mental health issues that are coming about because people don't do this. It's a very complex society that we live in these days. Really, it is. And a lot of people, no matter what their age, can't cope with the rapidity of change, things that are going on, the use of all these devices, the proximity that we have to one another, even though we aren't really close. We feel like we are because we use these devices, but we have these issues and we need to deal with them, and we are not as a society doing a good job. So I'm glad that what his situation is became public, and a lot of people hopefully can learn from it. Anybody disagree?
No, not at all. I think it's great, especially with athletes, male
and
athletes.
Men.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
And so many kids
speak
look up.
Up
to them. Yep.
Yep. Speak up, speak out.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Traveling across several time zones can cause jet lag. The condition occurs because your body's clock is still synced to your original time zone instead of the one you've traveled to. One of the main symptoms is difficulty falling and staying asleep.
Because of that, during the daytime, they have excessive sleepiness, they are unable to focus and concentrate, may experience that they have irritable mood, difficulty interacting with others, and it's all primarily because of the sleep that they're experiencing.
Dr. Rizwan Sohail, director of the Travel and Tropical Medicine Clinic at Mayo Clinic, says there are things you can do to prevent or limit jet lag.
Before you travel, make sure that you're well rested so you don't start off with a sleep debt. If you're traveling towards east, get into a habit of going to bed early. Then when you get to the plane, turn your watch to the destination time zone. Then try to sleep and stay awake as per your destination time zone.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
DJV time is 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time as well. There is a robot in your future, maybe 800,000 of them. As things shake out, I saw something yesterday, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here with me on the Tech Talk segment. The number of jobs are going to be lost in the next 2 years to robots and then the next 20 years and how that all shapes out. So that even speaks more to what I was talking about a few minutes ago about training kids for jobs that won't be likely affected by the technology of the even near-term future, which is we're going to have a technological revolution like you wouldn't believe in the next 20 or 30 years in this country, I think. Meanwhile, we have a couple of other items to focus on. Whether you're taking off for spring break or you travel for business, traveling poses unique cybersecurity threats. Let's see what we can find out by listening to this.
A recent University of Phoenix travel survey reveals that 55% of travelers feel that the need to use personal devices while on vacation outweighs cybersecurity risks. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean, College of Information Systems and Technology, and School of Business at University of Phoenix.
When traveling, we often trade security for convenience, which can leave us vulnerable to cyber criminals who want to steal personal information. Whether in another country or down the street, it's important to remember to practice the same cybersecurity measures on vacation as we do at home.
According to Benia, you can take steps to avoid the countless ways your personal information can be compromised while away from home.
Anytime we connect to Wi-Fi networks like at the airport or coffee shop, we put our personal data at risk. The better option than connecting to public networks is to connect to your phone's hotspot instead. Additionally, minimize e-commerce activity on public Wi-Fi and always use strong and unique passwords for different accounts.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu.
The Geek Out. After announcing it back in October, Google has finally launched Clips. Now, this is a clever little video camera you place anywhere you want to capture moments of action. And I know that sounds like every other camera. Clips is very different. The 2x2-inch device doesn't have a viewfinder, and it only has one button. Nor does it shoot a continuous stream of video or just start videoing after it senses motion. Google is showing off its progress in artificial intelligence here, because the brains of Clips recognizes moments worthy of being videoed and does so in 7-second increments. Clips understands the difference between a pet simply walking by and the same pet playing or chewing on your shoe. Clips is not a security camera or an action camera. It's a smart camera. And for $250, they'll have to decide if it works for you.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, boom down when it comes to information about technology. That is the, we've got so much information sometimes to absorb. It's difficult, but Victoria's good at sort of synthesizing it. So let's see what we've got going on here. I had predicted Boston was going to be where Amazon headquarters were going to expand, and we seem to know a little bit more about that today, yeah?
Well, you and the robot from Wells Fargo, you and the robot agree then that Boston will be the new headquarters for Amazon's second campus, which is being called HQ2. This is a stock-picking robot that Wells Fargo has used in several different projects, and so I guess they decided to see what it thought about where HQ2 would be, and Boston is the likely choice. It's a $5 billion facility. It will create as many as 50,000 jobs. And it will be the full equal to Amazon's existing Seattle headquarters. And so this intelligence, artificial intelligence system, this robot, apparently took a look at things like stock price and media mentions, and it aggregates all of this information that's out there on social media, and it computes the data, and Boston is the clear winner for it. The interesting thing is no one else actually thinks Boston's winning, except you, Doug. You and the robot think that Boston is going to win. It uses deep learning technology. It generates predictions. It uses a variety of different factors, things like that. But behind Boston, the robot thinks that Chicago, Atlanta, New York City, and Toronto are actually the top five. The interesting thing about that is all the other human experts believe that Washington, D.C. is actually the top choice. Yeah, so
it isn't because it is and it isn't. If going to Washington, one of the things they're looking for is access. Mm-hmm. The nightmare of traveling in Washington is just that, a nightmare.
Yeah.
So to have, and real estate's very expensive there. Boston's reasonable. Atlanta is Chicago. Nobody's going to Chicago because of the reputation the city has. The businesses in Chicago have suffered greatly, as has Detroit. In some circumstances, trying to clean up Detroit, but there hasn't really been. The leadership is so bad in Chicago that they just haven't really dealt with all of the problems they're having. Literal problems of keeping people alive there. So Boston and Atlanta, I think they're number one and two. That would be the way.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.